specializing in web design and development, online marketing, and social media. Are you ready to have a real conversation with a real developer? We'll work with your budget and your particular situation to get you exactly what you need. Unlike the other guys, you know where to find us, and we won't disappear after we get paid. Contact us at 314-558-7535 or visit us at eClarity.us. We bring the cutting edge into focus.
Don't get burned by monthly checking account fees. Open up your bank statement and find out how much you're being charged for that account. And then switch to American Eagle Credit Union. Free checking at American Eagle Credit Union. American Eagle Credit Union will provide you with great SPF, super protection from fees. Open and then fund your account with just a few clicks at American Eagle Credit Union. That's ameaglecu.org.
Credit rating guidelines apply. Offer not valid on existing AEC loans. Contact your credit union for details.
Mike Rowe here. So I'm at a Ford dealer talking with customers about how taking care of your car is kind of like taking care of yourself. And I ask, which is in better shape, you or your car? Hint, the answer has four wheels.
Let the experts keep your vehicle healthy at your Ford dealer. Get the works, an oil change, tire rotation, and more for $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
Cars.com has all the tools you need for stress-free shopping so you can get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
We're full of chat.
That was weak.
We're full of chat.
Seemed weak.
And we think you'll get lots of
panty on your head.
From it. So can you send up? We're about.
I've never done that. Put panties on my head.
Playhouse on the air.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, you almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetic. And you went to a purse party. I wouldn't tell too many people about that history. That sounds beyond metrosexual. That's bordering on...
I try not to tell anyone, but you guys keep bringing it up.
No, that's right. We put it on the
that's
air.
That's right.
I forgot. It's our fault. Oh, well. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 24th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America, Window World, the original $189 window. They sell a lot of windows. And now, let me introduce you to a couple of people who make this show what it is. Mediocre. Eon, the peon, runs the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to change jobs, then now would be a great time to call Mark and Jason.
Great time. Sound like the like
great
gray,
time.
Like the color gray.
Great time.
A gray time.
Great time.
Great time. Yeah, okay.
Great time. Call Mark and Jason. They can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoth is in charge of security. Rat boy, no, rat boy. Bernice. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
I jumped a gun there because I know who's next. And it's this guy over here who's trying to tell me something that I can't make. Hang on.
What?
No.
What?
No, I've never heard of it.
What?
What?
No, he knew I played tennis. I'll talk about it a little bit. Played tennis this morning. He wants to know if I've ever played. What kind of ball is
cheese.
It? Cheese ball. Have you ever?
Cheese
no,
ball.
I've heard of it.
Those wouldn't bounce very well. I don't.
Remember when we talked about this segment being funny?
Yeah.
You must have missed that meeting.
Better shape up, rat boy.
Yeah. about a round of applause for...
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh,
forget,
oh my goodness. Steve!
Funny, sound good.
Steve, the conductor.
Twice in 2 weeks.
I'm so not used to his being here. And I thought, didn't you think the band sounds extra good today?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
That's why. Steve, the conductor. Steve, the conductor's here on the other side of the glass. And, of course, Bruce Limprist in the all-boy orchestra. They're the greatest, but they're better when Steve's here. You can just barely hear the difference.
We haven't seen Steve for a long time, and then all of a sudden he shows up and a couple times.
Well, he's just like a mystery guy. We don't know where he goes. He disappears, and he comes back every once in a while.
Undercover.
That's right. We're brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I've never had to buy replacement windows. If I did, I wouldn't hesitate to buy Window World windows. I don't know anything about windows. I don't think I'm supposed to know anything about windows. Yeah, like heating and cooling. I don't know anything about that either. I don't know anything about shingles and roof stuff. That's when you need to know somebody who does know something about it. And the Window World knows a lot about it. And their product is so impressive that even at a price of $189, it gets a good housekeeping seal of approval. Now, sometimes you think, well, the more expensive things are better quality. No, that's not necessarily true. Sometimes you pay more for cosmetics, the frame, and the frame is from, it's a special wood from the root of the African Sumatran tree.
But
that doesn't have anything to do with how well it's going to insulate your home or the glass or any of that. What you're interested in is value. How much window do you get for the money? Well, you get a lot of window for $189. That's Window World. That's their story. It's been their story for 10 years. It's why over 35,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows in it. And the Window World locations, both offices, one in Illinois, one over here in Missouri, are owned locally by a couple of guys, St. Louis guys. They own the Window World that you deal with in the St. Louis area. Window World. 314-993-1800. Lifetime warranty. That one. Not the other one. Not the other $189 window company. And here's how to tell the difference. If that other company's name isn't Window World, wrong company. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. We found that, we mentioned yesterday that our receptionist, Alex, had her driver's license renewed. And she got a temporary paper. And she has to wait till they mail her the driver's license. And we all thought, what? Because the last time we did it, right on the spot, they just spit out a neat plastic license and hand it right to you.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand, why would you go backward in technology? And Peon found the answer yesterday. Where did you hear this
answer? Somebody emailed it to me. Let's see.
Go ahead, explain
name
it
is.
To them.
Dan sent me an email and said the reason they are issuing paper licenses now is people are getting DWIs and DUIs, getting their licenses confiscated, and then going in the next day to a license office and saying they just lost their license, and which time they just simply give them a new one.
Because the system hasn't entered it in yet.
Because the justice system moves so slow, the license office is not aware that they got their license confiscated yet, and then the delay is to make sure everybody gets everything in order first.
I still say, let's go back to knocking the license out on the spot. And here's how you handle these people that have a DWI. And the next day they go get another license. I lost my license. If you get stopped and you have a license and they took your other one away and you did that, massive penalty. Don't penalize us. We're the ones getting penalized. We got to now get paper and wait 10 days or 2 weeks for a license. The hammer down on those people. But that's the reason. We did get a reason. I played tennis this morning at Creve-Coeur Racquet Club, and I had a guest that I played with. His name, he's the nephew of Mike Dorsey,
who runs this Mark.
I think it's Mark
Dorsey.
And this guy, and I think it's Pat Dorsey.
It's Mitch.
Mitch Dorsey.
Yeah.
So I played tennis with him today. Now, check this out. I said something one day here about I like to just play a little tennis because I need to do something. Otherwise, I'm just a big, lazy, fat slob. And Pat said, Mitch says, I'll hit with you. I'll try to hit with you. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I haven't picked up a racket for 15 years.
Wow.
He said, I played in high school, and but then a little after that. But he said, I haven't played in 15 years. He says, I'm just afraid that, you know, I hope I don't want to embarrass anybody. I said, no. I said, I'm really horrible. This will be great. Well, we played today. He's a liar and a
hustler.
A hustler.
Tennis hustler.
Tennis sharp.
Wow.
We went out, and what you do on the tennis court is you just kind of lob a couple of balls back and forth, just kind of warm
practice
up a little bit.
Yeah.
And what he did was the first 5 or 10 minutes, he kind of acted like
hitting them wide.
Yeah,
and,
like he didn't know what he was doing. And then the hammer goes down. We played 15 games. I won 3.
Wow.
This is how this guy deceived me.
Hmm.
And I'm just going to say, Mitch.
Well, he's claiming he had a hamstring issue, too.
He mentioned that when we got there this morning. Now, I don't know if my hamstring. He's laying the groundwork for me to think, well, he wiped the court with me.
Man.
I don't appreciate
even with a bad hamstring. I saw him limping around here.
I don't appreciate the deception.
He looks a lot older. He said he's been out of high school for 15 years or something. He looks
Gray. He looks.
He's totally gray.
He's only like 68. He looks like he's about 80.
Yeah.
This new little baby that I'm sick of hearing about over in England, I heard a story this morning. That kid is worth $1 billion.
What?
Yeah.
It's already working? Wow.
Well, by the time he's 21, they already calculate what he's going
to.
He's a billionaire. Here's the deal. If I'm that kid, I'm not going to school. I'm going to play video games. And what are they going to do? It's already laid out. He's going to be the king. So at about 12, I'm going to go to my parents, Kate and William, and go, you know what? I don't want to go to school anymore. I'm just going to play video games all the time. What are you going to do about it? And what are they going to do about it? You're the king, and you're a billionaire. Why waste your time going to school? Just play. Play all the time. Play now and play when you're grown and get yourself a yacht and just play. It's already set. You're going to be the king.
Really.
And who's to say you can't be kind of a stupid king? You don't have to have like a degree or anything. This morning on our morning show, what is that guy's name? I can't ever something.
Oh.
McGrew. He's talking about Anthony Weiner. And this is pretty interesting what he said. He said, everybody acts like, even women, how dare he, how filthy and dirty in his text. And then he said, many of you are the same women, millions of you, who made 50 Shades of Grey a runaway.
Oh, sure.
They'll eat that stuff up. And it's
this
same.
This guy was into all the.
It's the same language.
Whips and chains.
It's
and,
the same language, the same terminology, the same graphic description, the same dirty talking, and man, they'll go after that.
You know, I think it is they picture there's no image of that guy in the book, so they picture some hunk in their head.
And since Anthony Weiner looks like a dork,
you get a look at this guy. Yeah,
so when he said it, I thought, well, you know what? That's a good point. They seem appalled, yet they love that 50 Shades of Grey stuff. But then I got to thinking about it, and here's the difference. They also like True Blood and Twilight and this vampire crap. But if a guy really started trying to suck the blood out of them, I don't think they'd go for it.
Get locked up.
So they like the when it's not real.
The fantasy.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. Those are fictitious people.
Yeah.
But if it turned real, then they don't.
I'm out.
Yeah. Forget it. I don't think that's as hot as I originally thought it was. We talked, this is such great timing, because this story came out this morning, and we had just been talking the last couple of days about float trips and floating, you know, down the river. Now, check this out. Missoula, Montana. There's a guy, I'm not making this up, this happened. He's floating on an inner tube, like a big tractor tire inner tube, a big black round inner tube. The kind when you go to the water parks, they give you those round. This was a real big black rubber inner tube. So he's floating down the river, and he floats under a bridge on the Clark Fork River near East Missoula, Montana, this past Sunday. And a guy decides to jump off the bridge and commit suicide and lands on him.
Oh. Wow.
Broke his legs. Lands right on the guy in the tube.
Wow.
That's something you don't expect.
He says, here's a guy on my lap. He sinks the tube. I go underwater when he falls on me. And the guy that jumped kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And so the jumper helped the tube guy, because now his legs are broken, helps him to shore on the inner tube.
And the jumper's fine, I guess.
Jumper's fine. The other guy is in a wheelchair and on crutches. Wow. His legs are broken.
Oh, man.
Wasn't his time.
And
I love
the quote that the guy on the tube said when they interviewed him. He said, who does this happen to? That's a great question. He says, I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody else. Where you're floating down the river and a suicide jumper jumps on
you. I don't ever remember hearing anything like
that. You had to think that he looked down first.
Maybe not. So. Maybe he just didn't want to look down.
Looking up to the sky. Yeah.
Or he looked down, but he looked out, and this guy's right under the bridge floating, and just so happens as he...
What timing.
The other thing I've thought about, has this ever happened where these guys that jump off these overpasses? I think on a couple of cases, somebody's landed on a car, haven't they?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Or they've fallen, and the car's run over them or something. You want a bonus joke?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Craig, listener and friend... sent me this. He says, does anybody know why baby diapers are called Loves and Huggies and old people diapers are called Depends? Do you know?
No.
No.
Well, here's what he says. He says, if a baby poops in their pants, you're still going to love them and hug them. If an old person poops in their pants, they'll only be loved or hugged, but that depends on whether or not you're in the will. That's a bonus joke. No charge. Phil Mickelson, check this out. He just won that British Open, and there was another Scottish Open involved, too. And the total paycheck for Mickelson, the big check, was $2,167,500. 61% of his earnings will go to the British government.
That's unbelievable.
Taxes. Then he has to pay California state income tax because he's a resident of California. That's 13%. Then he has to pay U.S. federal. I don't think you should have to pay federal income tax and British income tax. Here's the bottom line to this. They said that after taxes, out of $2,167,500, Phil Mickelson gets to take home $842,700, but that's before he's paid the caddy, before he pays his agent. Honest to goodness, this guy will end up with about $300,000 out of unbelievable.
But you get the title.
Yeah.
You get the title. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like this headline. And I'm going to read, this is out of Florida. I'm going to read you exactly the way it's written. I don't know how they can get away with this. Woman fingers ex-girlfriend in sex toy theft.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Now that I've read it, can you edit that out?
Yeah.
I don't think we...
Why do you need the toys?
Oh, Dan, see?
What?
I know what he's trying to do.
What?
He's trying to turn it something dirty. Woman fingers ex-girlfriend in sex toy theft. Now, let me read you the story. It says, Florida police are investigating the theft of three strap-on dildos. Now, anybody in a car, my daughter's in the car. Sorry, but when people ask me,
this is news.
If my kid says, why did you laugh, Daddy? What's a dildo? And then people write to me and go, what am I supposed to tell my child? Hey, you're a parent. Here's what you tell the child. You're not supposed to know. When you're old enough, you'll know why that's funny. Now, I'd like to make a comment here. The rest of the story is irrelevant. One gal's upset because the other one took three of her strap-ons, and that's a big deal. But here's my question. I should have asked Holly this, our listener who's an ex-convict lesbian. When two chicks are together, in a lot of cases, at least one of them is man-like.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Holly admitted that was her in the relationship.
Yeah, she admitted that. She's kind of the man. And it's not uncommon in a relationship of two lesbians for the man-like one to strap on an apparatus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, here's my question. Your partner looks, walks, acts like a man, puts on a man part. Why don't you just get a man? Get a man. You'll have all that same stuff. I don't get that. But I'm not supposed to get it because I'm not a lesbian. Yeah.
That man part probably lasts a lot longer.
The fake one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got a good point there. Yeah. Speak for yourself. You know what's becoming very common and becoming popular, even though it hurts like crazy? Tattoo removal. Mm. A lot of you listen to this, you tattooed youngsters or people thinking about tatting it up. A lot of people with great regrets about these tattoos. And it's a long two-page. I don't have time to read it all, but they say that, you know, a lot of people give their reasons they got them. They wanted to start a career in the Army or over a relationship. They tattooed somebody's name or and they're all saying the same thing. I'm not that person anymore. I'm not the person I was when I had that done. Well, guess what? According to this article, here's the exact word one of the people used. It hurts like hell to have these tattoos removed. And depending on where you had it done, the better the tattoo, the harder it is.
I bet.
To get it lasered off. The laser essentially shatters the ink of the tattoo, and the body's lymphatic system removes it from the body. And there's also an option to fade the tattoo if a person would prefer it. But either way, they say it's not easy. And in many cases, you're not going to end up with the arm or leg or chest that you had before. You're going to scarring and you're going to, people go, whoa, what happened there? So you still got some kind of unsightly thing in a lot of cases. So just something to think about, tattoo people or people who, I'm not knocking it. If you want a tattoo, that's your business, but think down the road. Okay. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We're going to make this a Dan Strauss joke. This is going to be a joke about Dan Strauss as a single man.
I bet it's going to be really flattering, Dan.
Oh, I bet it is. I can't wait.
As a single man, which you have been and sort of are.
Yes.
So let's take this at whatever point in Dan's life you want at any of his single stages. And Dan's talking to a buddy, and he's telling the buddy, I've got a date Saturday night, but I'm really worried because it's a blind date. And his buddy says, what are you worried about? And Dan says, what if she's really ugly? I mean, just so ugly that you just can't even look. I mean, that could happen. I don't know what to do. This is really bugging me. His friend says, Dan, there are ways out if that happens. Dan says, what do you mean? He said, well, for example, let's say, where's the date to take place? And Dan says, I'm supposed to meet her at a restaurant. And whoever gets there first gets a table for two, and then the other one arrives, and we meet each other, like, at the restaurant at dinner. That's how we're going to meet. He says, okay, this is easy. This is really easy. If you get there, and she's really ugly, I mean so unbearably ugly, you can't even begin to finish out the night, you're in a restaurant. Fake choking. Just act like you're choking. That gives you an excuse to get up and say, oh, I gotta go to the men's room, and you just duck out the back door. She'll think you went to the emergency room or something. Dan says, that is a great idea. And his buddy says, good luck, Dan. Good luck on the blood. Well, Saturday night comes. Dan goes to the restaurant, he walks in the restaurant, and he looks around, and the only table that is occupied by just a single woman is a table with a gorgeous, I mean, just gorgeous knockout. And Dan's thinking, well, I hope that's her.
Yeah.
And he walks over to the table, and she looks up, and he says, are you Sheila? And she says, yes, I am. He says, I'm Dan Strauss. She says,
she was just overwhelmed with emotion. Here's Tim Weiland Airborne with a look at traffic.
Poor Dan. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Let's start off with downtown. If you're traveling on eastbound 64, things are slowing Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, slowing approaching Salisbury to the Edward Jones Dome. And that one is due to a stall that was, it's been cleared now, but that stall is what caused that jam there. Westbound 64, you're heavy from Kings Highway through McCausland, from McKnight in pockets out through Maryville Center. You're slow again from Chesterfield Parkway East, and you're going to find some slow pockets all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, that was slowing 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. Let's see, the Boone Bridge is Highway 40. Okay, well, the Blanchette Bridge, Highway 70. And then you're slow again from Cave Springs out through Mid River Small Drive. Eastbound 270, heavy midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 270 had slow traffic from Olive through Ladue, and then from 64 down to Doherty Ferry. And there was an accident, another one. It's on westbound 44 on the exit ramp to southbound 270, and that's causing a backup also on southbound Lindbergh trying to get onto Highway 44. And then you're slow from Big Bend down to where this accident is. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Subway. Try the new Subway $4 lunch. It's for everyone, for any time. Choose from tons of 6-inch subs like the Black Forest ham, plus a 21-ounce drink, all for just $4. Lunchtime, anytime. That with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hey, over here on the stove. It's me, the cooking oil in your skillet. Do you know that every time you dump me down the sink or toilet, I stick to the inside of your sewer pipes? Yep, it's true. I've got quite a buildup going on down there. Of course, it's not just me. I've got friends who help. Butter, margarine, shortening, meat fats, dairy products, greasy sauces. And I'll let you in on a secret. One of these days, we're going to block the entire pipe. Don't think that running hot water down the drain will keep me from clogging. Nope. As soon as I get a little further down, that pipe is plenty cool enough for me to cling to its walls. What you can do to prevent blockage is to let me cool, pour me into an empty container like a jar, and then put the lid on and place me in the trash. And if you also scrape plates and pots into the trash instead of the garbage disposal, you just might prevent a big sewer backup. So please don't put me down the sink drain anymore. A girl gets tired of being dumped. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
This is Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show. I want to suggest that when you once again try to walk out on that rickety old deck that looks like it's going to rot away, you call Outdoor Living and get somebody to take a look at that thing before someone gets hurt. At Outdoor Living, you'll get some new ideas. Look at some of the new materials and get an estimate on installation or just the materials if you want to build it yourself. And they'll show you how. Or why not have a deck added on if you don't have one? It'll add beauty, value, and usable space to your home. The folks at Outdoor Living and their beautiful new Just Hose It Off and Forget It materials will make your outdoor living a joy that will last forever. Give them a call at 314-966-3325 or visit them at their beautiful showroom right there at Big Bend and I-44. The website is OutdoorLivingInc.com. Don't waste another summer without a visit to the folks who built my deck. Outdoor Living.
Hi, George Weber. Did you know Chevrolet has three models that get over 40 miles per gallon and 11 models that get over 30? Or that Chevrolet is the number one selling nameplate in St. Louis? It's just another example of a great American car built by a great American company. At Weber Chevrolet, we sell more Chevrolets than anyone in mid-America. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like an 013 Base Cruise for just $14.9, an 013 LS Malibu for just $17.9, or an 013 LS Equinox for just $21.9. All prices are after dealer discount and contain factory rebates. Other dealers do anything possible to avoid selling cars for their advertised price. Our prices are real. There are no gimmicks. Everyone qualifies for the advertised price. We also have huge discounts on Silverado and Volt, available to everyone. Finally, July is the last month in our $100 per car donation to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Help us break our record for the MDA. It's only at Weber Chevrolet, Granite City, Columbia, Illinois, or Creve Coeur, or WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
So let's clear something up. Your pool is a place for fun and relaxation, not stress and frustration. Are we clear on that? Good, because I need to let you know all about the chlorine-free Bakwasil pool care system, the clear path to pool care bliss. You see, with Bakwasil, you can easily convert your pool into a chlorine-free, stress-free sanctuary in less than 24 hours. Bakwasil can help you finally achieve the kind of clarity your pool was designed for in the first place. After all, thanks to a full range of premium products, Bakwasil does away with tedious pool care, not to mention red eyes, dry skin, and dry hair. The result? Plenty of clear, beautiful water that's gentle on your pool surfaces and your swimsuits all season long. Simple to use, easy to love. That's Bakwasil. Look for it at Mr. B's Pool Centers in St. Peter's and Afton. Go to mrbpools.com today and find your bliss.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the
Missouri Numismatic Society.
Huh, thanks. It's the Missouri Numismatic Society's 53rd Annual Coin Show.
At the St. Charles Convention Center.
Yes, at the Missouri
Missouri Numismatic
Society Coin Show. There'll be 180 dealers, free admission, and free parking.
There'll be an auction Friday by Scotsman Auction Company at 5 p.m. and a Boy Scout Merit Badge Seminar Saturday at 11 a.m.
At the Missouri Numismatic.
Very good.
Thank you. Society's 53rd Annual Coin Show. This Friday through Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center.
For all of your roofing needs, John Beal Roofing. Whether your roof is damaged in a storm or normal wear and tear, John Beal Roofing is here to help. Whether it's roofing or tuck pointing, three generations have been serving the St. Louis metropolitan area. Do not be fooled by some out-of-town person who knocks on your door trying to cut you a deal. Chances are you'll never see him again. John Beal Roofing, tried, true, and trusted. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Or johnbealroofing.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start.
Time to check in with a man who played tambourine on the recording I Got You, Babe, with Sonny and Cher. I'm not making that up. Wasn't that the song I Got You?
Yeah, that's it.
That's not a joke. This guy's been places. He's done things. He's seen stuff. His name is Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens and Baths Home. I know there are other kitchen and bathroom places, and some of them even advertise on this station. And I don't care what you hear. If the name isn't Thompson Price, it's not the same company. Not the one we talk about. ThompsonPrice.com. You might want to start there. Here is former babysitter for Sonny and Cher, among other things, Mike Evans. Is it I Got You, Babe? Did I get that right?
I Got You, Babe.
On the hit, the actual hit recording, you're playing tambourine.
And Just You.
I don't know that song. Is that a Sonny and Cher song?
I Got Just You, Babe.
No, Dan.
Can you sing a little for us?
Sing a little Just You.
Just You.
Miss you.
It just completely, now you caught me.
Beyond's going to see if he can find it. Now, you had a band. Did you sing with your band?
And also did. Never had a party, only knew my dad. Remember that one?
Yeah, you were on that too?
Yeah.
Playing tambourine?
And, yeah.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Stan Ross, engineer
Here's just you. Here comes
damn long.
Here comes just you. Hang on.
Big brown eyes. Big brown eyes.
No.
I've never heard this.
Listen to you.
Yeah, you can hear the tambourine.
You can hear it.
Hear that?
Yeah. That proves it right there.
There you go. And then there was another song that Sonny did. Laugh at me, and I'll cry for you. Remember that?
Sounds just like him.
Wow.
Sounds just like Sonny Bono.
There you go.
It wouldn't surprise me if you were a voice double for Sonny.
Yeah.
Stunt voice double.
We would go out, and he'd send me out to get lunch. You go, Mike, let's go and get some lunch. Yeah, I'm hungry. And Brian, Sonny, hungry. That's okay, so I'll get lunch. I bring it back. I go, 14.
I want to save for share.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, listen to that tambourine right there.
That's laugh at me. Be like any guy. Why do they try to make me run?
I'm telling you, if they had to go back and added something in because he had laryngitis, you could have done it.
Wow. That's,
hey, I remember that. Man, I was high when we recorded that. I was. Dan Ross, Gold Star Studios on the corner of Santa Monica and... Highland Boulevard.
Now, what kind of royalty checks are you getting these days for I Got You, Babe? Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Nothing.
There you go. Pop quiz question, more celebrity phobias. What is Nicole Kidman afraid of, other than Scientology
Sunlight.
And Tom Cruise?
Tanning.
Yeah, that's possible. Mm-hmm. Is she afraid of butterflies, bees, or hummingbirds?
Mm.
Answer in just a minute. I haven't heard that in so long. Why can't I be like any guy? Why do they try to make me love?
You know, when you hear him now, when you hear
Sonny,
I'll talk about
the clothes I wear. Okay, sorry.
When you hear Sonny sing now, you really do go, you got to be kidding
me. How is that?
That guy was...
Yeah. He was horrible. He was horrible.
I'll say.
Amanda Bynes apparently will do more than 72 hours in the 5150 hold. You know, about her setting fire to that driveway with some gasoline. Last week, she was dodging cabs on Fifth Avenue in New York City while riding a toddler's bike.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, seriously, there's something really wrong. I think it's not just drugs. I mean, there's something wrong with her. Her parents go to court tomorrow and will ask for a conservatorship. I've gone out of my way to avoid covering the royal baby, but there is one story. So, not covering the baby. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Kim Kardashian telling friends that she feels like the perfect mother, and not even Kate Middleton could be as good a mom as she is.
Oh.
Yeah, well, let me just mention this. At least Kate's married and baby got daddy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm wrong. Wait a second. Kim was married when she got pregnant. Oh, no, wait a minute. That wasn't her husband that made her pregnant. I forgot.
Yeah.
That's not the baby daddy. Yeah. Well, maybe the baby daddy was the guy she was in the porn movies.
No, that was another guy completely.
Oh, we saw the royal baby yesterday. Kim says we get to see her baby when somebody gives her $5 million. Yeah, she's just as good a mom as Kate Middleton.
Yeah,
I agree. Kate Middleton came out the day after she had the baby, showed the baby, was proud of the baby. Of course, I haven't even seen Kim yet because she's waiting for money to get paid.
Yeah. They didn't name their baby after a direction.
Oh,
that's true.
They should name the baby I Got Slut for Mama.
Yeah.
That's too long, I guess. Breaking news, with huge influx of violence in Rio de Janeiro, word of Al-Qaeda getting a stronghold in the city, the police having trouble protecting the Pope, who is there now. There are serious talk in several countries that unless there's some major changes, the 2016 Olympics are going to have a lot fewer countries involved.
Mm.
They just won't send their athletes.
Got
a movie review for you. Opening this week, nationwide, Blackfish. And you'll never go to SeaWorld after you see Blackfish. A eye-opening documentary, absolutely unbelievable, shocking tell-all.
It's about the whales.
About these orca whales that are captured off the coast of Iceland when they're babies, taken from their mothers, and basically tortured for years until they will do anything to make the torture stop, to get out of this black, about the size of a bathtub for us, concrete pen that they keep them in.
And I'm sure the SeaWorld people are dying all of this, saying this is twisted, distorted.
Only problem is a lot of trainers with SeaWorld are on this that have quit SeaWorld, so they cannot be a part of this anymore.
Good for them.
Wow.
It is horrible. I mean, it's a great movie, but I mean, what they do to these animals, you can't go to SeaWorld anymore, folks, ever again. I mean, it's unbelievable the way they torture. It's like taking a bat and beating a dog every day.
You know what, though? None of this will stop people from going to SeaWorld.
Stop me.
Sadly, most people still go.
Well, they won't. I guarantee they won't if they see this movie.
Okay.
Go see the movie, Blackfish, 91 minutes, 4 stars. And finally.
No.
I never heard that song.
No.
I know. Why I'm so glad I didn't.
And Cher'd be patting him on the back. It was very cool.
Did you ever...
three-way?
Would you and Sonny and Cher ever, get anything going?
We used to go out to eat at Pink's a lot.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Wait a minute.
Were you getting nasty?
Pink's.
Well, how old were you when you were on
that? I was 17.
Mm-hmm. See, right there.
Cher sure was 19 and 20.
And recovery time.
An impressionable teenager.
30.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I used to go downstairs in the garage at the house on Hemet and watch Sonny Wright, I Got You, Babe, out in the piano in the garage. That's where he wrote all the songs.
I think that Chaz Bono's your son.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Shay Mike.
What was that?
I was
trying to be Cher.
Is it a Cher impression?
Have you lost your mind?
Was that supposed to be Cher?
Yeah, it was supposed to be Cher.
Let's hear Cher say, "Hey, Mike," again.
Shay Mike.
That sounded just like her, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I saved Cher's dog, Quetzal. Saved that dog's life. And last time I tried to reach that bitch, she wouldn't even talk to me.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Nicole Kidman afraid of? Butterflies, bees, or hummingbirds?
Damn. I'm going to say butterflies.
What the hell's going on?
That's a Cher voice again.
Thanks for saying that.
What do you think,
Leon? I'll say hummingbirds.
I'm going to say hummingbirds, too, because they are kind of creepy when they hover right in front of you with those long beaks. I'm going to go hummingbirds.
See
ya. Butterflies?
Yeah. Man.
Who's afraid of
butterflies? What a weirdo.
I'll say. I'm telling you, she's afraid of tanning. That's what she's afraid of. Nobody said butterflies.
Yeah, I did.
You did? You said it?
Yeah. In my Cher voice.
That's Cher. That's right, Mike.
Here's my Cher. Half breed. Yeah. Do you believe in love? Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let's have a little chat about banking and checks and savings accounts and car loans and that kind of thing. You probably do all that somewhere. I'm talking, first I'll talk to those of you who are fellow members of First Community Credit Union. Isn't it the greatest, huh? Aren't you glad you're part of the group? Aren't you glad you're on the inside? I am. Now, to you people who aren't, you're on the outside looking in. Come on in. Come on in. Become a member of First Community Credit Union. Like all the other things we steer you toward, you won't be sorry. We don't send anybody anywhere that's not first rate. We don't ask anybody to buy any products that aren't among the best, and First Community Credit Union is flat out a great place to bank. Unless you're not concerned with rates, always knowing you're getting a good competitive rate, unless you don't care about that, if you don't care about service, then maybe you should just bank anywhere. Otherwise, come on, First Community Credit Union. You can start, check them out online, firstcommunity.com, or just go into the nearest First Community Credit Union, take a look around, get some popcorn, through Labor Day and get a popsicle, and then go into your old banking place and go, "I'm out of here. I'm closing out my accounts." And if they ask you why, say none of your business. Say, "I don't have to tell you that. I'm leaving to go somewhere better." And then they'll try to, "Oh, is there anything we can do?" Say, "No, there's not. I am going to be a First Community Credit Union member." And then we will welcome you with open arms. First Community Credit Union, you can find out more at firstcommunity.com. Yeah.
Time for another look at traffic as we go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, if you're coming into the baseball game on eastbound 64, what a mess. Well, I tell you what, you are jammed up from coming out of Chesterfield Valley, approaching Chesterfield Parkway West to Mason. You're slow again from Ballas all the way to Big Bend. On westbound 64, you're slow now. Hampton to McCausland, 27, and west of 270 to Mason, but from Chesterfield Parkway West all the way out to the Boone Bridge, it is just crawling. You've got a multi-vehicle accident on southbound 270 just before Ladue. It was blocking the lane. Now it's off to the right shoulder. You're a little slow olive through Ladue, and then you're heavy again south of 64 through Doherty Ferry. Then we've got another multi-vehicle accident off on the right shoulder just before Highway 55, and traffic is slow now approaching Gravois through 55. Southbound 170, stop and go from Del Mar through 64. On eastbound 270, things looking a lot better. Just a little slow approaching Lindbergh, and then again from 170 through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic Summer Pretzel Dog is a premium beef hot dog in a soft pretzel bun. It's a delicious twist on a summer classic, so try one today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Morning, in partnership with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, brings you stories from the largest, most experienced newsroom in the region. Hear it on the Big 550 and see it all on KTRS-TV at stltoday.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success, the best products, plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
It's like Last Call without the hangover. It's the John Carney Show, weeknights at 9. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Thanks.
Did you know that eye problems can impact learning and behavior? Have your child get an eye exam yearly. Find a doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
Of all the 16 plus years, you guys tell me if you agree. I think this is the best show we've ever done.
Oh, by far.
Yep. The people who missed it, who just tuned in, man, did you miss it?
Woo!
It was great. We'll see what we can do about tomorrow. Got a guest coming in tomorrow, too. Should be interesting. Thank you for joining us. See you tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A step forward for the effort to keep student loans.